I've defeated the current attorney general by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, March 25th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, this segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. They're located right there at 277 Expressway Court in Gaylord. They are on the northwest corner of I-75 and M-32, which is the exit number 282 off of I-75. That is the Gaylord, what they call the downtown exit. What you do is you head west from I-75 to the very first traffic light there by the Walgreens. You go north and then go to Expressway Court, follow it around. You'll see the trailers from the expressway. Everything they have is on sale starting today through next Tuesday. They're ending the month of March with what they're calling their everything sale. Everything. All of the inventory inside the store. So if you need to stock up on any RV supplies, any trailers, any inventory out in the sales yard, it's all on sale. Be sure to tell them Trucker Randy sent you. And I love their ability to match your vehicle with their inventory. Tell them what kind of vehicle you have right now. Car, small vehicle, small SUV, whatever you have, they'll match it up with their inventory and show you exactly what you can tow. You don't have to go out and buy a new pickup truck or a new SUV. You can use your existing vehicle to tow many of these travel trailers. These campers are amazing. You got your own bed, your own bathroom, your own kitchen, and a spare bedroom out in your driveway. So again, spring sale. Everything is on sale, until next Tuesday, March 31st. And again, make sure you tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Well, there was a debate, and it was between the two candidates that are running for the upcoming special election on May 5th. The Republican, Jason Tunney, and the Democrat, Chedrick Green. And I got a story pulled up. We're going to get into it here in the next segment. Basically, the title says, "The Lawyer Takes on the Gentle Fire Captain." And it was attended by about 150 residents. 2026, Great Lakes Bay Region Candidate Forum. And it was hosted at the Saginaw Valley State University's auditorium. It only lasted about an hour, but it was very, very interesting discussion. And I think perhaps a red line in the sand for many of the voters that not only were attending, but also potentially going to be voting on Tuesday, May 5th. You may recall this was a special election that Governor Gretchen Whitmer postponed as long as she possibly could. Well over a year, the state Senate seat was left vacant. We'll get into all of it after this break.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Democrat state senator back in the day, Kristen McDonnell Rivett, ran for Congress, and she won her election. January 1st of 2025, she resigned her seat to be the state senator for the 35th State Senate District. Folks, this is over a year ago. All of 2025, the citizens that live in the 35th Senate District was without a state senator. Bay County, Midland County, Saginaw County without a state senator. Well, it's very interesting because with that vacancy, the state senators caucus was made up of 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans. They maintained a one-seat majority, which kept Winnie Brinks being the Senate Majority Leader, the Democrat. Gretchen Whitmer never called a special election all of 2025. Late fall of 2025, she called a special primary election for February 3rd and a general election for May 5th, prolonging the election of a new state senator for that district. Why? Because President Trump won that district overwhelmingly versus Kamala Harris on November 4th of 2024. Governor Gretchen Whitmer knew full well that this seat could flip to being a Republican seat. What would that do? 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats. Now we have a split in the state Senate chamber where then they would have to co-manage and run the committees as well as who was holding the gavel as well as who would be in charge of the legislative agenda. It would have to be bipartisan. Well, in one of the counties, Saginaw, 150 residents attended last night's forum for the Michigan special 35th state Senate election, where Republican Jason Tunney put his lawyer skills and full-chested speaking abilities up against the Democrat Chedrick Green, a more gentler and much shorter in his mannerisms. Even during the forum, the Democrat Chedrick Green did not use the full 90 seconds to answer questions multiple times. Tunney, on the other hand, had exact 90-second answers to every question. The forum, they called it the 2026 Great Lakes Bay Region Candidate Forum. Wasn't called a debate. It was hosted at the Saginaw Valley State University's auditorium. Lasted roughly about an hour. The audience became rowdy when Green and Tunney were asked about Michigan's red flag statute, a petition process created in 2023 to have someone temporarily confiscate their possessing firearms. Well, the Democrat Green went first. And by the way, folks, anytime you're in a forum or a debate, you always want to go last on any question or closing statement. That's Dale Carnegie, Public Speaking 101. Well, the Democrat, Chedrick Green, going first, said he believes if someone has firearms and children in their home, those guns should be locked up. He added that he believes if you are a menace to society and it is deemed that way, you should temporarily have your guns confiscated, end quote, said Green. He also asked if mental health was a piece that needed to be added to make sure that these people are getting the help that they need to rectify some of the community's issues. Trying to make it sound like mental health was a piece to this puzzle. Well, in responding to the Democrat Chedrick Green's comments, Republican Jason Tunney said, quote, "It sounds like Mr. Green says that he wants to, from Lansing, tell you how to keep guns in your house," to which the audience erupted in loud applause. Tunney continued, "We have a constitutional right in the Michigan Constitution to bear arms. So you're going to take that person's right to bear arms based on an accusation?" Turning, looking directly at Green. And he keeps talking about mental health. So how does he bridge the gap between HIPAA, a person's private mental health rights, and their medical records when it comes to gun laws? Well, Green raised his hand for a rebuttal. When given the opportunity, he said, "I'm a 30-year U.S. Marine who taught firearm safety to over a dozen coordinations." What does that mean? A dozen coordinations, quote unquote, said Green. He then talked about 60% of the district's population earning under $60,000 a year, being a swath of Michigan full of skilled trade workers, union members, and veterans. Well, as the forum continued, Green was asked if he would support any changes to how Michigan funds its roads. Green responded, saying that the problem is that we're not generating enough local taxes to help fund local roads, saying that the legislature should do whatever we can do to help local municipalities funnel funds into their coffers. As far as possibly transferring money out of the Michigan Rainy Day Fund, essentially the state's emergency savings account, to address the potential $1 billion decline in state revenue, the Democrat Chedrick Green said, quote, "We're putting parameters in place to make sure we aren't putting too much money into that fund. Pulling money out of the Rainy Day Fund to help balance the budget would make sense." Well, the Republican Jason Tunney said, "Michigan needs to start making some tough decisions, as well as thinking about both tax as well as budget cuts. For example, we've got phantom leases. We've got buildings that are leased out that state workers are not going back into. We need to let those leases go. Don't renew them because they are all working from homes. For example, the Republican Tunney referenced his time leading his family's company, the Duralast Roofing Systems, ahead of it being sold back in 2023. When I was at Duralast, we could not just raise our price in order to cover our inefficiencies in the marketplace, because we were forced to work in a competitive environment. based on our competitors, we had to hold the line on our prices. We needed to find ways to become more efficient. Notice his use of that word. It's the same word that Perry Johnson is using talking about running for governor. We need an efficiency expert to find where we're inefficient in state government. Well, Tunney, the Republican, in closing his answer, accused Green of proposing tax increases. He scrutinized his opponent when Green suggested that local governments be able to funnel more money into roads locally. After Lansing sent a 51-cent gas tax on motor fuel last year, Tim wanting to continue funding boosts for teachers and adding to mental health specialists in certain school districts. Then there was a question about whether the candidates would support making recent budget appropriations for free school meals into law. The Democrat Green said he would support it because he cannot learn if he's worried about where the next meal is coming from. I cannot focus on what I'm going to do if I'm in school and not able to concentrate because I'm hungry. Well, the Republican Tunney said the appropriations have been a waste of taxpayer money and resources. Some school districts receive federal funding already to provide for free meals, and other communities don't even need it due to their wealthy districts. Tunney said, for example, federal government sends $3.7 million to Bay City for school lunch programs. I propose this. Take the money that Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to send for school lunches and give it to the school districts. Let them decide what they should do with the money. Some wealthy districts where the children have their own food, maybe they need to give that to more teachers training. Perhaps put it into reading programs to help our kids learn how to read. If that's what they need, let the local school district decide what they want to do with the money. Do not force it to be spent on food. To which the audience applauded. Well, again, frustrations came from the crowd when Green addressed the historically long time it took the governor to call this special election. It was 238 days after the seat was vacated by Kristen McDonald Rivett. Green mentioned, by the way, he worked in her district as an assistant. We did have representation, Green said. We had state representatives, and we also had a U.S. congressman. Yeah, but you didn't have a state senator.